From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, September 15th. Coming up, the state of Illinois expects to resettle about 500 refugees from Afghanistan in the coming months. We'll hear from the head of an agency that helps with that process. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Southern Illinois reached a new record yesterday, and as Jennifer Fuller reports, it's not one health leaders would like to continue.
The Illinois Department of Public Health's COVID-19 dashboard reported zero available ICU beds across Southern Illinois on Tuesday. Region 5 Hospital Coordination Center Manager Aaron Herman says COVID rates are at record levels right now. He calls it controlled chaos.
And as long as a third of our beds are being occupied by COVID-positive patients, we potentially do not have that bed for somebody that, you know, needs a higher level of cardiac care, for somebody that needs stroke care, you know, every other reason that somebody would be in an ICU bed.
Herman points out the statistic is just a snapshot in time and can quickly change as admissions and discharges happen through the day. But he also says while space, equipment, and medicine are available, the staff members who can provide critical care are in short supply. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
Governor J.B. Pritzker is lobbying for a federal law protecting abortion access after a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks went into effect this month. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to block the Texas law and will soon hear a case directly challenging Roe v. Wade based on Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Pritzker warns that a, quote, dystopian reality is coming closer to fruition in many states.
As radical Republican legislators across the country seek to functionally eradicate their constituents' autonomy with no intervention from the nation's highest court to be found.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber will vote on the Women's Health Protection Act when Congress returns to Washington next week, but its fate in the Senate is unclear. In 2019, Pritzker signed a law making abortion access a fundamental right in Illinois. With more than 8,300 enrolled this fall, the freshman class of 2025 is the largest ever at the University of Illinois Urbana campus. But a recent university report shows a decrease in minority student enrollment. Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Luis Velasquez has more.
Director of Undergraduate Admissions Andy Bohr says there was a noticeable increase this fall of students coming from all over the United States and outside the country. Bohr says the university's academic reputation and COVID-19 protocols could have encouraged more students to attend the University of Illinois. However, U of I data also shows a decrease in Black and Latino student enrollment over the past 3 years. Black student enrollment decreased from 8.7% in 2019 to 6.9% in 2021, while Latino student enrollment decreased from 14.9% in 2019 to 13.3% in 2021. Freshman Melissa Arroyo says money can be an issue for minority students to attend college.
One of the main things, especially because of COVID, I personally know other students, other of my friends, having to work and, you know, having to help out with their family.
She says she hopes the university will provide more support to high school students during the application process. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is launching a statewide effort to track and prosecute retail theft. Raoul this week announced a task force focused on catching larger criminal organizations behind what may seem like isolated incidents to local law enforcement. Retail theft accounts for an estimated $45 billion annually in losses and has become more profitable with the rise of easy reselling on online marketplaces. Raoul says retail theft does not just hurt businesses, but also endangers employees and customers. Still to come, we'll hear from the executive director of the Refugee Center in Champaign about how they'll help resettle refugees from Afghanistan over the next few months. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. In the coming weeks, about 500 Afghan refugees are expected to arrive here in Illinois. One of the groups helping those refugees to settle in the state is the Refugee Center based in Champaign. Executive Director Lisa Wilson joined 21st Show host Brian Mackey to discuss that process, starting with how many families the Refugee Center can help.
Well, we've told our partners at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops that we can accommodate between 5 and 10 families. So how many are in each family, we don't know, but that's what we've reported to our partners. We are a remote resettlement agency through the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops.
And would these be people with special immigrant visas? Those are the Afghans who worked with American military or civil authorities?
That's correct, except now that we are also accepting immigrants that are coming through the Afghan Parolee Support Program. And what that is they're given humanitarian parole, which is essentially the word we use to mean that they've been given permission to enter the country.
Yeah, good clarification. That's nothing has nothing to do with the sort of criminal justice sense of the word parole. It just means a special permission.
Yeah, you said. Absolutely okay. Nothing to do with that.
Right. Okay. What are the sort of hour one needs when people first arrive in Illinois? What sort of things are you doing to greet them and see that their needs are met?
Well, before they arrive at the airport, we need to secure safe housing for them. So there are lots of steps that are done before they actually arrive at the airport. And that is the most crucial, is finding safe and affordable housing. We also will provide them with culturally appropriate meals for their first few days, also with toiletries and linens, cookware, other just immediate needs. So if we receive more than one family at a time, that becomes a pretty big effort to find all of those things in a timely manner.
We've seen some discussion that, at least in Chicago, there were difficulties with landlords not wanting to rent to refugee groups. Have you had any issues like that in Central Illinois?
No, we haven't. Actually, we've had a lot of cooperation. The issue we have in the Champaign-Urbana area is that so much of the housing available is geared towards students, and it's not really appropriate or located in an area that's suitable for large families.
Lisa, how does it work when you are looking for housing? I wonder if, on the one hand, you want to make sure that the people who are coming here can build community with people with whom they share a common language and culture. But on the other hand, I imagine you don't want to create, I don't know, what would the term be, like ghettos of just, you know, people from one area. How do you take that into consideration? How do you work to develop that community without, you know, creating, you know, the downsides that can come with that, I guess?
Well, first of all, we will be contacting the Afghan community that's already here and talk to them about spaces that may be available in buildings they live in or circumstances that they're aware of where people could move. We do think it's important to try and keep the families close. It's helpful if the children are in the same school system, for example. But we communicate with landlords and with the community that's already here to find the best circumstances we can.
Lisa, I wonder if you have encountered any pushback in the efforts to resettle refugees in Illinois, right? I think back, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and really anybody who, you know, even vaguely fit in certain people's imagination of somebody who might be Muslim, right? Whether they were from the Middle East or Central Asia or even India and Pakistan, North Africa, there was a lot of harassment at that time. I wonder, have people turned on a corner on that, or is that something that is still a concern as you're welcoming these new families here?
I am not aware of any incidences in the Champaign-Urbana area of pushback. I think this community has been incredibly supportive of immigrants and refugees and will continue to do so.
That's Lisa Wilson, Executive Director of the Refugee Center in Champaign, talking with 21st host Brian Mackey about how the group plans to help Afghan refugees settle in Illinois. You can find their full conversation at 21stshow.org. And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies and cooler temperatures today with a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Jennifer Fuller, Peter Medlin, Luis Velasquez, Hannah Meisel, and The 21st Show. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.